All right, I guess I'll just start it. Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, where today three dumbasses discuss stuff and just kind of talk. I'm dumbass number one, Justin.
I'm dumbass number two, Alan.
And coming in third for best, I guess, I'm Adam.
All right. And today I'm bringing back some oldies but goodies. We're going to do a fight to the death where you have to pick who you'd rather fight to the death. Either you die or they die, pretty much. Random question. It borders on a moral question here. And then real or fake. I kind of piggybacked on Alan's idea, and I'm going to have you guys do a real or fake. It's going to be medications / medical disorders. So to start it off, I always open it up to see if you guys have anything on your mind or any questions or anything. Anything going on?
I got
on?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I could use a beer.
Yeah, I got some red wine.
Been a long day.
Got some red wine in front of me. Yeah, you're working a lot. You're doing God's work, though, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's essential.
Yeah.
Selling that beer. Keeping super liquor stores nice and stocked up.
Super essential. All right, you have your beer. Please don't do it in a horrible spot, but...
don't worry. I'm not going to get up and get one. I'll save it till after when I start playing Minecraft.
I thought he was already set up with, like, six of them by his side.
I know. That's what it sounded like.
No, nothing. I was just organizing the empties on my desk from the last week or so.
Nice. Yeah, I guess alcohol consumption has been going up a lot with a lot of people.
I mean, there were a few weeks where I was selling barely any beer, but now the sales have increased like crazy.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. All right, let's get into this thing. So, random question. You're walking like on a bridge or something somewhere, and you see a person hanging off the edge, and they're like, "Don't fucking help me! Don't fucking help me! Don't get me up!" What do you do?
I mean, you try to talk them down. Obviously,
and they just go, "No, if you get me up there, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass." And they're like, "Don't help me! Don't help me."
I mean, I feel like it's one of those things where you do your best to talk them out of it. But I feel like any kind of physical contact might lead to them either one jumping or two grabbing you and then jumping. So you're both in a bad situation. So I feel like it's one of those things. First, call the fucking cops, because I'm pretty sure they're trained in that kind of stuff. But I guess try to just keep them calm until the cops get there.
How long can you hang on a ledge, Adam?
I mean, if I was just walking over an overpass, that's the word I think you were looking for there, uh-huh. Justin, yeah. On a freeway, like, I mean, if I was walking and saw somebody standing there ready to jump, I think I could stand there for
hours.
They're hanging from the overpass.
Oh, they're hanging from it. Like, yeah. He's like hanging on from his hands.
Ninja Warrior.
Okay.
Yeah, like Ninja Warrior. And he's like just hanging there. It doesn't look like he's going to jump or anything, but he's like, "Don't fucking help me." It's like, otherwise I'll fucking kick your ass.
Shoot. I feel like it would depend on like the traffic underneath. Obviously blazing, try to get like some other bystanders to help like stop traffic, how far of a drop it is.
Once again, man, how long can you hang on a ledge?
Well, that's all up to that guy. I don't fucking know. He might be a goddamn Superman. He might be able to do it for 40 minutes. Probably not.
So here's my thought. Here's exactly what I would do. I would tell somebody to call the cops. Like Adam's saying, that's the right thing to do, without a doubt. And then, you know, I'd run over and be like, "Hey, man, what do you need? What can I do?" And then he'd be like, "Don't help me. Get the hell away." And then I would try to whisper to him, like, "Hey, I'm going to pretend like I'm saying really good stuff to try to get you not to jump, but I'll help you out." And then I'll probably hit one of his hands and see what happens.
Oh, man. But listen,
it's not my choice if he lives. Yeah. You know, that's on him.
Yeah.
So you're going to help him kill himself.
I'm going to help a man find closure.
So the whole assumption is that he's trying to kill himself. Maybe he's just practicing for Ninja Warrior. Who knows, you know?
I just made it Mount Midoriyami or whatever the hell.
I think there's a lot safer ways to practice Ninja Warrior.
All right. So it didn't go the complete way I wanted. I do think screaming at someone to someone else to call 911 is the thing to do as you, because I don't think you can hang very long on a ledge. But I was going to further, this kind of fizzled, but I was going to further ask, would it change if the dude was like super scrawny and like geeky? Because if there's like a super scrawny geeky guy doing it, I would lift him up and I'd be like, I don't care if you think you're going to kick my ass. Like, you're living today. Like, you
what
know.
What if he was a black belt?
See, that's what I was saying. But what if it's the same super skinny geeky guy, but he has cauliflower ears? So you know he like, you know shit, you know? It's like, like, would that change? Man. I mean, it would make me think twice, I guess. I
like how Justin's like observing the situation really hard. He's like looking, he's got time to figure out, is he scrawny enough for me to kick his ass? He is. Are those cauliflower ears? I think so. Either that or he has some kind of deformity. He's going through like a lot of things in his head while this guy's yelling at him not to help him up.
Right? I mean, just living with that, if you didn't try to help, I think, so selfishly, I'd try to help the dude, I think.
I wouldn't put much effort into the help. I mean, I'd ask him if he needed, like, hey, do you need help? You know, what can I do? No. So, okay, cool. Yeah, it's on you then, man.
We're completely different than you and me, mm-hmm. Alan. I'd be, mm-hmm. it might change it. I don't know. If it's like a super big guy, I still might try though.
I think, Justin, you would do whatever it took to save a human.
I would try.
I think you're that good of a person.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I would try.
Alan obviously showed he's not. I feel like I'm kind of the one in the middle ground where it's like I want to help, but I don't necessarily know what to do to help. So it might not. I kind of might put it off too long and oh, fuck, he fell.
He made his choice. He's got to die with it. I mean, live with it, you know? So, you know, if he wants help, I can help him. If he doesn't, okay, cool.
All right. So it did turn into better than I thought. All right. We have three different opinions on it. I'd actually like to see what a consensus of 1,000 people would be on that. I wonder.
I really thought you were going to say, I'd like to see this happen. I'm like, I would not.
No, me either. No, not at all.
I think a lot more people would be towards your side, Justin.
Oh, absolutely. Because they wouldn't admit it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably. That's probably one part of it. And I'm fully admitting part of it is selfish. Like, I don't want to have to go through, you know, being like, dude, I was right there, but the dude was yelling at me, but I like totally could have grabbed him, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
You have a conscience.
Speaking of more death here, this is fight to the death. This is who you would pick to fight to the death. Either you die or they die. That's the only outcome of the fight.
Can I say something real quick? Yeah. I don't think we've ever had something like a choice in this where we would end up winning. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's always been like fight to the death. And basically the other option, whatever it is, all the options would kill us.
Right. Yeah. It's like, how would you rather die kind of thing?
Basically.
I think these are kind of... Okay. So the first one, let's see how this goes. James Corden or Jimmy Fallon?
Who would I rather fight to the death?
Uh-huh.
James Corden.
So he could kill you?
No, because I would kill him.
I don't know. He's pretty spry, man. He's got some agility. Have you seen him in that carpool karaoke? Have you seen him dancing?
Yeah, carpool karaoke is super entertaining. I would not want to kill him, but I would. But I like Jimmy Fallon more.
Yeah, I think this is the first first part of the game where we've actually. I think all three of us could take either one of them. I legitimately mean that. So I'm taking James Corden too, just because you know Jimmy Fallon is hilarious. James Corden's not bad either. I like them both, but. You know, America, I guess. I don't know. Feeling patriotic.
Yeah.
Fever pitch, man.
Fever pitch, yeah. Fever pitch. Yeah, just in that car commercial where he's talking all Boston. That's hilarious.
Yeah, this is a three-peat here. I'm going James Corden, too. The fight against James Corden, I think, would be less, like a better word, intimate than the fight against Jimmy Fallon. I think you could tire him out first without having to pound him, and then I think you could just end it.
So you're saying he's fat? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next one: the Post Malone or the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, we got to fight all three of them?
Uh-huh.
At the same time, right?
Yep, that's what makes it hard. Yep.
Okay, then I'm fighting Post Malone.
Yeah. At least Post Malone, I got a chance. I'd feel bad for killing him, because he's like he's a Bud Light guy, and he's pretty funny in like the interviews you watch of him.
Dude, he's awesome. But he's awesome. He's like,
no, I know.
Super nice guy, like super funny.
I feel like I'd have a better chance against one Post Malone than three Jonas Brothers, even if they are the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude, the Jonas Brothers would kill you, man. They would kill me too.
I'm just saying.
Like, yeah, I think you got to go with Post Malone. I just wanted to give that dilemma to Adam. I thought that was hilarious.
I like how Adam was like, not only would I have a better chance, but I like the beer that he drinks. He sponsors Bud Light, so
yeah.
Like, okay.
No, he's sponsored by Bud Light. Come on, man, get it right.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the next one. Would you rather fight to the death three guys in a traffic jam or three guys in a long line at Costco?
COVID-19 Costco or pre-COVID-19 Costco?
COVID-19 both.
I'm taking the traffic jam.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like some people are just like out for blood, needing to, you know, get their toilet paper and flour and shit.
Traffic jam too.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, in California people are kind of used to traffic jams.
I'll go. I think I would do Costco. There's more items I could grab.
I mean, all you need in a traffic jam is a tire iron.
My tire iron isn't like within a reachable place,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's not. You gotta like open your trunk.
Oh, I just gotta lift the trunk.
My trunk.
Lift my trunk.
Lift inside the trunk, grab it. I mean, by that time, they're beating the living hell out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, so you would rather grab either the empty boxes that they use for boxing up your stuff or packs of batteries?
Yeah.
At Costco?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is correct.
Yeah, I would throw batteries at them.
I would be throwing stuff at them, and then while they're covering up, bam, right in the nuts.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work out as well as you think it would.
I don't think it would work out if we're fighting multiple people at it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Three situations.
I don't think you grabbing a tire iron when three people are attacking you is a good idea either. But at least...
Well, I think it would be more hilarious to watch the security camera footage of somebody trying to throw batteries at three different people while running away.
Yeah.
I imagine it being pretty funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alan, what are you going with?
I'm with you. I'm going Costco.
Yeah.
You got to go Costco.
It's the correct answer.
Just because I feel like people are way angrier. And, you know, road rage is a thing. I've never heard of Costco rage.
Really? Have you never watched those, like, videos?
I don't watch as many YouTube videos.
So you've never seen the videos of people, like, trampling other people for Black Friday and shit?
I've seen the Black Friday ones, but I think that's different than people in line at Costco.
Is it? People so enraged because they want to check out at Costco wouldn't be the same kind of rage?
No.
I think it's spawned in a similar spot. I think Adam's onto something. I've seen it firsthand. I was walking down in Costco. I didn't have a cart because all I was getting was like paper towel. This is a long time ago. This is before people went crazy. And it was so busy. Like the whole aisle was freaking packed. And this worker came and started pushing this old guy's cart into him and then started pushing him backwards. I was like, what the heck is going on here? It was insane. It was insane. Costco's dangerous. I will say that.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. I mean, if this old dude fell, like, she would just kept pushing it over him and just walked right over him. It was crazy. Have you ever seen that, Adam?
No.
You've never seen that?
Not in person, no.
Wow. All right. All right, well, we're just blowing through this stuff, so here we go. Real or fake? This is Adam versus Alan. You guys keep your own score. Actually, just kidding. I'll try to help keep it. It's either medications or it's like a medical disorder kind of thing. So let me start off here with Alanacolanatine. Yeah, that's it.
Adam, you want to go first?
Can you spell it for me?
Alanacolanitine. Should I use it?
I think it's real, and I think it's something to do with the digestive system.
I think it's fake, just because it has my name in it. That's why.
Hey, so yes, so thank you guys. You guys did this without me saying. I meant to say this before, because when Alan was doing the countries thing, I was thinking about where these countries were and stuff, but I didn't qualify my answer. So yeah, qualify your answer. I appreciate you guys that you guys just did that anyway. Alan is correct. It is fake, and it has his name in it. That's part of it.
Yes.
So yes. Alan. Oh. Alan's won.
I feel like Adam's really good at these kind of games, so no. I feel like I have to get out to an early lead.
Hey, digestive system, though. That was pretty good. All right.
Yeah, the Kalana thing got me.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of medications.
It almost got me.
There's a lot of medications with that part in it. Sorry, I had to take a sip. That was a bad spot to take a sip. All right, this next one. Penile retreating rectum syndrome.
Oh, wait, I go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Penile retracting rectum
retreating.
Syndrome.
Retreating, but yeah.
I think it's real.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to go fake.
I think it's when you're... penis retracts when something's in your butt. I got nothing here.
When something's in your butt, I must know firsthand. Likes a little finger up there.
That was pretty good. Whatever works.
That was pretty good.
I'm gonna say fake because I don't get the retracting and rectal. Like I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, Adam's right. I just put a bunch of different words together, so it's tied up.
You use the buzzwords.
Yeah. it's tied up here. All right. Along some, we'll go with cylindophil. Cylindophil. I think, yeah. Do you want me to
spell cylindophil?
It? Yeah, should I spell it?
Yeah.
S-I-L-D-E-N-A-F-I-L. Don't Google. If I hear any keyboards, I swear.
Wait, F-A-L?
No, I have
written down just like the last like four letters.
A-F-I-L.
A-F-I-L. I think it's real.
Yeah, it sounds real.
Mainly because of the spelling. I feel like that's a very scientific way to spell it.
What do you think?
And it kind of rolls. Cylindophil.
Uh-huh.
What do you think it is, Adam?
Qualify, yeah. Come on.
Cylindophil.
Yeah.
Maybe something to do with like your mouth, like salivary glands or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking something up top, like throat. You know, throat. What Adam was kind of saying, something esophagus up.
Wow, completely wrong. It's actually used. It's like a cardiac medication, it's
generic. Oh, but it is real.
Right? Yeah, it's real. It's generic Viagra. It's the generic of Viagra. There you go.
Oh, okay. That's why Alan knew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with this.
But hey, we got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2. There you go. Shared manic dystopian disorder.
Germanic dystopian disorder?
Shared manic dystopian disorder. Yeah.
SHARED.
Yes, correct.
I think it's real. Uh-huh. Shared manic and crazy dystopian. You go crazy when things are ending. Disorder. Yeah, I think it's real. Those are all buzzwords, but I think it's real. I don't think you just put buzzwords in it again to throw me.
I think you did. I'm gonna say it's fake.
Well, what's the score so far?
2-2.
We're tied 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah, I got to take a shot at some point, right?
Well,
shared manic dystopian syndrome.
Disorder, not syndrome.
Disorder.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Dystopian disorder.
There's a difference. I learned it in custodial school, but I forgot what it was. There's a difference between syndrome and disorder.
A disorder and a syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shared manic dystopian. Yeah, I'm going to stick with fake just for the.
And Adam goes up another one. And I actually read it wrong. I wrote it down dysphoria disorder. So that would have been better. But it is fake. It's just buzzwords. I just mashed together a bunch of psych.
Just things. The buzzwords. Actually, yeah. I didn't think you'd throw the buzzwords at me multiple times there. Well played.
Just watch out for one with my name in it.
How about, here we go. Buried penis.
Oh, that's real. It's when it's so cold out, your wiener goes in.
That's a disorder. It's so cold that your wiener. So right when you present to the ER, then the disorder is over because it's not. There's no. It's not cold anymore. Sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah. What do they do? They just heat up the room.
Maybe
extra blankets.
Maybe they just gotta massage it out. Oh, wait, Alan, you're first on this one. I forgot.
No, I went first on the last one.
Oh, then I'm going real.
Yeah, I'm going to go fake just because I kind of have to take my shot here as well. And I think it would be just weird for a doctor to be like, yes, your son has buried penis.
Damn. Adam's going up two on this one.
Damn.
It's real. It's a penis that's covered by excess skin in the pubic area or scrotum. The scrotum is the sac of the skin surrounding the testicles. The penis is usually of normal length and function, but it's hidden. And actually,
so is it mainly in like obesity kind of things?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's mainly obesity. And I really feel bad for people that have it because like they go to the bathroom and then they have to like shower afterwards because you can't like aim or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe they should go hang off a bridge because they keep peeing on themselves.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I thought it was hilarious. Don't help me. I keep peeing on myself. I'll beat the crap out of you.
All right.
I don't think the people that have that kind of issue would hang for very long.
Yeah, definitely not. Would not be. The bridge would crumble.
Get out of bed.
Yeah, true.
All right. So, Alan, we have... We have three left. You got to make some moves here, and you're going first. All right.
Okay.
All right, man. Geodon. Geodon.
Fake. Just because. What the hell is a geodon? No, that's not medical.
Geodon. Can you spell it for me?
Geodon. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun,
I'm going to go with real just because I feel like it's something that's so basic that you looked up that you're like, they're definitely going to think this is fake. So I'm going to go real.
Huh. Anyone that's worked in psych is going to be like, you guys, how do you not know what Geodon is? It's an antipsychotic.
Damn.
Yeah, it sedates people pretty good too. All right, so Adam wins, but let's go through the last two just to see what happens here.
Congratulations, sir.
Oh, thanks, man. I kick your ass in this once again. I didn't play you last time. I played Justin. Like, never mind.
What? You kicked my ass, man. All right, Adam, you're going first here. Factitious disorder.
I feel like that could be something where somebody is like obsessive about knowing the facts. But I feel like it's also one of those things that you could have just made up because it sounds like it's something that could be real. But I'm going to go real still.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's real. And I think it's when people can't stop telling the truth.
Like that movie with Jim Carrey. It is a mental disorder which a person acts as if he or she has a physical or mental illness when in fact he or she consciously created the symptoms.
Okay.
So, factitious disorder. There you go. It used to be called Munchausen's. Like if you guys
used to be called what? Sorry.
Munchausen's.
Okay. Is that like that did you ever see that story about the woman who like convinced her daughter that she needed a wheelchair?
Yeah, so that's Munchausen's by proxy. And by proxy okay. means yeah. that it's someone else.
Someone else convinces you of that?
That she's putting it on someone else. Like that it's not
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Once again, dumbass, hey. I just cleaned bubblegum off the tiles of shit. Yeah. And the last one, Adam, you're going first.
Didn't I just go first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah sorry. I did. Sorry, Alan.
Alan, you're up.
Alan. Mm-hmm. Takanapin. Yeah, that's it.
That's fake. You just found random Asian words and put them together.
I'm going to ask if it's spelled T-A-C-O-P-I-N.
No, T-A-C-O-N-I-P-I-N.
Did you have tacos for dinner tonight? Because that's definitely fake.
Yeah, it's fake. It has taco in it. Yeah. That was fun. That was fun for me. Sorry, Alan. You. Yeah.
No, that was a solid game. That was a solid game.
That was pretty fun.
I definitely don't know my medical disorders from buzzwords. I just heard buzzwords. Mine's pretty damn good.
I'm pretty impressed with myself that I only missed one. And it was probably the most convincing of the fake ones.
This is the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was. Oh, the rectum thing.
A lawn chloral something.
Oh, yeah.
That's no, right. Not the rectum one.
And it had Alan's name in it.
Yeah. But I didn't think about it like that at first. So maybe it was a good one to miss. Got my mind working in different ways.
Yeah, outside the box.
That's true. Oh, man. I still can't believe that Adam would kill Post Malone.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, what a day.